This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 331 for Thursday, April 3rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market is gaining strength in the nearby contracts on Thursday morning after Canada avoided any additional levies under United States President Donald Trump's new global tariff scheme announced on Wednesday. Global markets are nearly universally weakened, with European rapeseed, Chicago soy oil, and Malaysian palm oil sharply lower. Crude oil is losing approximately $5 US per barrel. Canola's gains are limited by the Canadian dollar, which rose more than 1 US cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract is up $14.70 per ton at $641.20. In the U.S., corn and wheat are steady, while soybeans are showing double-digit losses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.173 million tons of 2024-25 U.S. corn sold for export during the week ended March 27th, up 13% from the previous week. Mexico, which was also largely exempt from additional U.S. tariffs like Canada, was the second largest customer behind South Korea. In addition, a larger-than-expected 165,000 tons of 2025-26 U.S. corn were sold to Japan. Hot and dry weather persists in southern Brazil, while planting in the southeastern U.S. corn belt will be delayed due to heavy rains. The May corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.58. 410,200 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export last week, up 21% from the week before. Sales of 3,300 tons of new crop soybeans were also reported, mostly to Japan. A marketing year low of 93,500 tons of old crop U.S. soy meal were sold for export, down 44% from the previous week and below trade expectations. There were also 13,800 tons of old crop soy oil sold, down 69% from the previous week, as well as 9,100 tons of new crop soy oil to Mexico. The USDA announced a sale of 135,000 tons of old crop soy meal to the Philippines on Tuesday. The May soybean contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.16. 340,000 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export, well above the previous week's total and just above the higher end of trade expectations. Also, 95,200 tons of new crop wheat were also sold for export. The Northern Delta and the Ohio River Valley will see between 200 to 300 millimeters of rain from now until Sunday. The USDA's attaché in India estimated a record-breaking wheat crop in that country at 115 million tons. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.37. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $5.69 U.S. per bushel. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is also unchanged at $5.92 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 3rd. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.